And the next case is 2015-327. And it requires Miss Gorey to jump to the other table.
Stop on this one.
You may.
No one else will be here.
Well, can I get a brief and argue against you? I enjoy it. Thank you.
See you. Take care. Thank you. May it please the court. I'm Kelly Gorey of Rich and Gillis Law Group. Today, representing the Washington County Auditor and Washington County Board of Revision, I am only going to take about 2 minutes of this court's time because these facts are virtually identical to the Gail Douch cases out of Erie County that we just discussed about a month ago. Same exact facts. Tax compliance services, the non-attorneys filed the complaints. They sent a fax waiving the BOR hearing. They then appealed to the BTA after the BOR issued a no change in value. Again, they did not request a hearing at the BTA. The BTA simply looked at the property record card notation that a sale occurred, took the sale. And my arguments in my brief are identical to those in the Douch case. That number one, the revisions of 57-1303 apply. These complaints were filed in March of 14 when the revisions would have been on the book for a year. So when the BOR was hearing this case, and when the auditor certified the value for 2013, that law was on the books. So the BOR was entitled to say we utilize our discretion under a plain language reading of the revisions to reject the sale because we have no facts in the record that the sale was in fact arm's length. And then also my same argument applies regarding the presumption that when an owner files a complaint based upon its own sale, it is not unreasonable for the BTA, this court, to require that the owner actually show up to testify about its sale because it's the party that possesses all of the information regarding the sale and the facts and circumstances of the sale. The presumption was intended to apply to a Board of Education because the Board of Education has the absence of facts. So the presumption arises, excuse me, when the party attempting to rely on something doesn't have access to the facts. It simply isn't necessary here to apply a presumption to the owner when they filed their own complaint. They most certainly bear a very heavy burden in defaulting or in departing from the auditor's original valuation. It's as simple as them appearing before the BOR and telling the BOR about how they purchased the property, who they purchased it from. Were there any subsequent improvements? So our two main arguments are the same. 57-1303, as revised, applies. The BOR properly utilized its discretion with no evidence to reject the sale. And then second, that the BTA erred in applying any presumption of value to an owner who files a complaint based upon their own sale. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Gorey. Again, there's no brief or appearance on the other side in this case, so this case will be submitted, and the court will advise the parties of its decision.
Thank you very much.